Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
In my life, count your blessings and name them one by one. Name them one by one. Let's learn to appreciate God for what he's doing in our life. Notice what he says in Psalm 103 from verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. It should be a lifestyle. With us, Psalm 103 from verse 1. Thank you, Lord. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Bless the Lord, O my soul. It's a choice. In another place, you're saying, why are you cast down, oh, my soul? So we make a choice that our soul will bless the Lord. You can decide to let your soul dwell on the negative. You can decide to let your soul dwell on what you don't have. You can decide to let your soul dwell on what may have gone wrong. Oh, but when you look in your life, you can look at all his benefit and say, so get in line. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who does what? Forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases? Some of your diseases? No, all of them. It's one of the benefits. He forgives us, and not only does he forgive us, he heals all our diseases. This year, when sickness came on you, God healed your disease. He stretched out his hand and healed you. He's saying that call it to mind. Don't forget about it. Remember his benefits. Who redeems your life from destruction? The same roads that we travel on every time has people that have accidents and don't make it. God redeems our lives from destruction. Oh, when I was thinking about it, sometime this year I was driving on I-25 and I looked in my rearview mirror and there was a car coming at full speed and it looked like it was going to run into me. And because I saw it all of a sudden, in panic, I just swerved to the other lane. And if there had been a car in the other lane, I would have been involved in an accident. Oh, but thank God he redeemed my life from destruction. He redeemed your life from destruction. So he's saying, don't forget those benefits. Don't forget that benefit. It is a benefit of the Lord. He gives us his angels to protect us in our going in, going out and coming in. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. And he says, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. He crowns us with his loving kindness. Oh, no one can be a father to us like our Father God. He is a father to us. Every day he crowns us with his loving kindness and his tender mercies. Let's come this morning with a heart of appreciation and a heart of gratitude to our Most High God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what he says in Psalm 69. A psalmist was one who was given to thanksgiving. Psalm 69, verse 30. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Notice, he says, this also shall please the Lord better than ox or bull. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than anything physically that I can bring. Oh, he says, I will magnify him. I will praise the name of the Lord with a song. Let us magnify him. Let us praise his name even on this last day of the year. If that's you, say amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God is the one who is at work in our lives. God is the one who has been so faithful. God is the one who has been on our side all throughout the year. Jesus must have recognized this. Notice what he says in John chapter 14, verse 10. The Father is the one who is at work in our lives. And we have to recognize his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. John 14, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. He says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. The Father who dwells in me does the work. The Father who dwells in us is the one who works in us and who keeps us. And he does his works through us. Notice again what he says in John chapter 10, verse 37. Thank you, Lord. Jesus was always acknowledging the Father for working the works of his works through him. He says, John 10, 37. Thank you, Lord. He says, if I do not the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. He's always attributing the works that he was doing to the Father. And about us, notice what he says in John 15, verse 5. There is nothing that we can do without Jesus. So we must get with the praise program and start acknowledging him. John chapter 15, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. John 15, verse 5. He says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. How many things can you do without Jesus? How many things can you and I do without Jesus? Nothing. Nothing. Without Jesus, there is nothing that we can do. He is the vine. We are the branches. Have you ever seen a branch disconnected from the vine try to bear fruit? It's not going to happen. Not today or tomorrow. So he's saying that I am the vine, you are the branches, abide in me and I in you, and so you bear my fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. Without Jesus, there is nothing that you and I can do. Oh, but thank God, with him, we can do all things. With God, all things are possible. So I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we appreciate his works in our life. We appreciate what he is doing in our lives and cooperate with him to see him do more. If yes, you say amen. Whatever people marvel in our lives is simply the doing of the Lord. It's the work of the Lord. Notice what he says in Psalm 118, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 118, verse 23. Thank you, Father. Oh, you just have to love God's word. He says, this was the Lord's doing. Psalm 118, verse 23. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. What it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Everything that people marvel about your life, everything marvelous in your life is the Lord's doing. And so we make a choice to acknowledge him for his works in our lives. Amen. Notice a company of people in Psalm 28, verse 5, who did not recognize God for his works in their lives. Psalm 28 and verse 5. It's a dangerous thing not to recognize God for his works in our life. Notice what he says, Psalm 28, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. He says, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the oppression of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Notice the reason. They don't regard the works of the Lord. They take it for granted that maybe they think they did it themselves. They don't regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand. They will be destroyed and they will not be built up. In the name of Jesus, that will not be your testimony. You will regard the works of the Lord and you will not be destroyed, but you will be built up and you will fulfill all that God has for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, if that's you, say amen. Let's make a point and a decision to acknowledge God's marvel. Only our God does marvelous things. It is his doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Let's keep celebrating his works in our life. Let's keep recounting his goodness in our life. Then he will keep producing in our life. That is why we share testimonies. You see, that's why we share testimonies. Psalm 105, verse 1 to 2. Thank you, Lord. That is why we keep sharing testimonies and testifying of what he has done. Psalm 105, verse 1 to 2. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 1 to 2. Thank you, Lord. He says, Psalm 105, 1 to 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Give thanks to him. Make known his deeds among the people. Don't just keep that testimony to yourself. No matter what it is, just keep testifying of what God has done. Keep talking of his wondrous work. Make known his deeds among the people. He has healed me. He has provided for me. He has protected me. Keep talking of it. Keep talking of it. Keep talking of his wondrous works. Thank you, Lord. Keep talking of all that he's done for you. Think about it. From the day you were born up to this time, oh, he has been so faithful. He has been so faithful. We don't want to take it for granted. You see, the verse that we read earlier on, in Proverbs 11, verse 24, I mean, there's who scatters and increases. The testimony that you keep, it won't profit you. That the testimony that you keep sharing, it will keep increasing, and then you'll keep getting more testimonies. May that be your story in the mighty name of Jesus. May you keep sharing testimonies and testimonies. Talk of his wondrous works. Make known his deeds among the people. Thank you, Lord. What are we giving him thanks for? We are giving him thanks for victory after victory and triumph after triumph. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. Oh, my Lord and my God. He says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Thanks be to God. Now thanks be to God who always, not sometimes, I like that, that's positive. Who always leads us in triumph, who always leads us in victory, who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, even when it looked like defeat, even when it looked like shame was staring us in the face. Thanks be to God, he led us in triumph. Thanks be to God, he led us in victory. He always causes us to triumph. Oh, he never causes us to fail or to be defeated. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we make a point to thank him, may the last defeat and the last failure that you saw be the last one that you will ever see. If you believe that, say amen this morning. In the name of Jesus, he always, that is why we are thanking him. Thanks be to God who always, not sometimes, always causes us to triumph. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. What are we thanking him for? We are thanking him for the fact that he daily loads us with benefits. Psalm 68, verse 19. God who daily loads us with benefit. Every day he gives us daily bread. Every day he daily loads us with benefits. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 68, verse 19, who daily loads us with benefits in the mighty name of Jesus. Notice what he says, Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, the God of our deliverance, the God of our salvation. A daily load of blessing is packaged for you every day. That is why we are thanking him. Oh, he gives us our daily bread. He daily loads us with benefits. And in Psalm 103, we saw some of the benefits. Every day, our Father crowns us with his loving kindness and loads us with benefits. Thank you, Lord. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, as we appreciate him for what he has loaded us with this year, may you never lack any benefit in your life in 2018. If that's you, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Keep thanking him. And he will keep perfecting everything in your life. He will keep perfecting everything in your life. In Luke 17, verse 11 to 19, only one of the leper who was cleansed came back to come and acknowledge Jesus for being healed. All the other nine, he says, where are the nine? Were there not 10 cleansed? Only one person came back, and he was the only one that was made whole. You see, the others were cleansed. That means that the effect of the leprosy was gone. Probably the itching may have been gone, but when you see the full effect of it completely gone, they may have some scars on their skin, but this person that came was completely made whole from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. In the name of Jesus, as we thank him, whatever remains in this year, may it be delivered to you. Whatever God has for you in the coming year, may you receive it. But let's make a choice that this morning we will give him thanks for all his benefits. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what are some of the benefits of thanking God? Oh, you see, we cannot have, one of the benefits of thanksgiving is that when we thank him, it's a requirement for our prayers to be answered. It's a requirement for our prayers to be answered. Philippians chapter 4, thank you, Lord. Verse 6, please. Thank you, Lord. It's a requirement for our prayers to be answered. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, I like this. Oh, verse 4 says, Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord. Always, again, I will say rejoice. And the verse 6 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, notice the phrase, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. It's a requirement to see our prayers answered. It's a requirement to see our prayers answered. Thank you, Father. Glory. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I mean, if you don't thank God for what he did for us in the past, it's like, okay, God keeps doing things for us. God keeps doing things for us. And he doesn't get any return of thanksgiving. It'll be like the postman. They keep sending to this address. They keep sending to this address. God will check. Do I have the right address? Do I have the right? I'm not getting anything back. I'm doing all these things for this person. Maybe we should send his package back to the sender. It's a requirement to keep enjoying the favor of God in our life. Even in the natural, when you keep doing something for someone and they never say thank you, you start questioning yourself, what's wrong? What's wrong? It's a requirement. Thank you, Lord. And then also, it's a vital key for receiving everything that God has for us. It is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. It is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. He says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For who? For you. For you and I. Thank you for that. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So many times we question, what is the will of God? The will of God is, one of it is, yeah, right here, he tells us, it is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And so if you put that together with what he says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Thank you, Father. Put that together. He talks about the will of God there as well. Hebrews 10, 36. He says, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. You have need of patience, endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. What is the will of God? That's what he was talking about in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which is thanksgiving. After you have thanked him, then you may receive the promise. There was a certain woman. She had attacks of asthma. And according to her story, she had been in every healing line in this nation. Every notable healing evangelist, she had gone there. But she still wasn't healed. And one day she was before this evangelist. And then the evangelist said, without asking her anything, he said, you have been in every healing line. Not, you know, I mean, he's using that figurative. You haven't been everywhere, but you've been in almost every line. Wherever you know you can go to get help, you have gone to get help. You said, I mean, he said to her, would you do what I tell you? She said, yes, I'll do it if it's easy. Everybody's looking for something easy, right? He said, can you thank God that you are healed? But she said, I'm not healed. He had a line of people in the line waiting to be healed. So he didn't have time to preach her a sermon. He said, can you thank God for his word? She said, yes, I can. He said, 1 Peter chapter 2, 24 says, by his stripes you were healed. Not going to be healed. Can you do that and thank God for it? She said, yes, I can do it. He said, every time you think about it, when you wake up in the morning, just say, thank God I'm healed. When you are making breakfast in the morning, just say, thank God I'm healed. See to it that you think about it. Throughout the whole day, just thank God that you are healed. Thank God that you no longer have this asthma. Thank God that you are completely healed. Before you go to bed, say it. When you wake up in the morning, say it. Throughout the day, say it. Just thank God that you are healed. Oh, she said she got busy. Oh, every day. She started thanking God. Thanking God. thanking God. And she said, I got so caught up in thanking God that I forgot all about the asthma. And she said, and after a while, she realized that it was 10 days. And then even the husband wasn't saved yet. He said, he talked to the husband and she said, have you realized that I haven't had asthma in these last days? The husband yes said, yes, I've been counting. It's been 31 days now. Even the husband who didn't believe in Jesus paid attention. It's been 31 days. Yeah, you haven't had this. And when he was giving the testimony, he said, for 6 years, it's gone on for 6 years. And to this day, I have had no attack of asthma. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But it started with thanksgiving. When she decided to enter into thanksgiving, having done the will of God, she received the promise. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, whatever promise may be a prophetic word. It may be a word in the word of God. Whatever may be hanging that you haven't seen yet, after you have done the will of God, as we enter in the new year, 1 year, and enter another year, may you receive that promise in your life. If you believe that, say amen this morning. After you have done the will of God, may you receive the promise. Let's give genuine thanksgiving to him this morning. Let's thank him from the bottom of our heart. The only reason not to give thanks is when we are out of breath. Notice what he says in Psalm 150, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. The only reason not to give thanks and praise to God is when we do not have breath. But thank God, you and I, we have breath in our lungs this morning, and so we can give him thanks and we can give him praise. Psalm 150, verse 6. Oh, that is the last verse in all of these Psalms. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The only reason not to praise him is when we are out of breath. Oh, but so the breath that we have in our lung is our greatest asset. When we don't have our breath, the house won't matter anymore. The car won't matter anymore. Oh, nothing else will matter. The bank account won't matter anymore. Have you ever seen a dead person putting in their credit card on Amazon and making a purchase? No, nothing matters. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. Oh, all of you won't matter anymore. But so that's what he's saying. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This morning we have breath in our lives. Let's give him praise and thanksgiving. Let's close our eyes and from the bottom of our heart, express our gratitude to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Thank him for this very year. Thank him for 2017. Thank him for all that he has done for your life. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.